Tonight, several developing stories as we come on the air. New York takes a major step forward, taking off masks. One of several states taking that major step this week after the new CDC guidance on masks for vaccinated Americans. No longer needed, indoors or outdoors. But many questions tonight in New York and across the country. How do you know if the person next to you at the grocery store or elsewhere has been vaccinated? And does that pose a risk to you? Dr. Jha will answer your questions tonight. There is news coming in tonight as the deadly conflict between Israel and Hamas escalates. Just in, word that President Biden has for the first time publicly expressed his support for a ceasefire. The White House now saying he expressed this on his call late today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So what comes next? Matt Guppin, live from the region again tonight. Back in this country, news involving Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz tonight. His former associate, Joel Greenberg, pleading guilty to federal charges. That associate now says he introduced a 17-year-old girl to other adult men who paid her for sex. And what that associate's attorney said today when asked if any elected officials were involved. The new allegations surfacing involving Microsoft founder Bill Gaetz just weeks after learning he and his wife of 27 years, Melinda Gaetz, were divorcing. What's now being reported? The wildfire raging outside Los Angeles, and tonight news coming in of an arrest. And it comes after more than 1,000 people were forced to evacuate. Amid a growing number of cases involving unruly passengers, tonight the flight out of New York diverted because of what a passenger is accused of doing, and the list is long. That passenger arrested tonight. And in New York City, the rescue in the subway just as a train was bearing down. And our Made in America is back tonight, going camping this summer. What you can pack that just might help create a job.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. It is great to have you with us as we start another week together. And news tonight on the deadly conflict between Israel and Hamas and what President Biden just indicated for the first time. But we're going to begin tonight with the major new developments involving the coronavirus in this country. With that new guidance from the CDC on masks, vaccinated Americans can go without them. Tonight, the state's now following suit, including New York State, starting Wednesday. But not every state has followed suit, and many businesses are still requiring masks, too, creating a sort of patchwork in this country, and certainly questions from those who want to take off their masks, those who have been so careful, but who still have questions. So Dr. Jha is standing by to answer those questions tonight. This evening, New York is the latest state to ease mask wearing for those who have been vaccinated. That starts midweek, and many New Yorkers welcome the headline, but as you'll hear in a moment, they're still nervous about it. Governor Andrew Cuomo tonight saying we have to get back to life and living. A growing number of national chains dropping their mask rules, Starbucks, Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Costco among them. But California tonight saying they will keep their mask mandate until June 15th. 22 other states still have some sort of statewide mandate in place, including New Jersey. And the country's largest nurses union tonight blasting the CDC's move, saying it puts frontline workers and vulnerable people at risk. And tonight, the numbers, 157 million people have received at least one dose. That's about 56% of Americans 12 and older now. Again, Dr. Jha tonight standing by to answer your questions about this. But first, the state's making changes and the uncertainty from some still not convinced that this is the right move. ABC's Stephanie Ramos leading us off right here in New York tonight.
In a major move toward reopening, New York State today announcing it will adopt those new CDC guidelines and lift its indoor and outdoor mask rules for vaccinated people.
If you are vaccinated, you are safe. No masks, no social distancing.
Starting Wednesday, when capacity limits are lifted, fully vaccinated New Yorkers and visitors can ditch their masks in most places, except healthcare settings, schools, and on public transportation.
I'm thinking, do all these people really have their vaccines? I don't feel comfortable.
So I guess you guys will continue to keep your mask on?
No question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It comes as Americans across the country are scrambling to keep up with a confusing new patchwork of rules changing by the day. Retailers say if they drop mask rules, they would have to take customers at their word.
It puts small businesses in the place of having to police people all over again. And you can't tell by looking at somebody that they've been vaccinated.
This bar in Louisville, Kentucky, asking customers for proof of vaccination.
We just would feel a little more comfortable if you're willing to prove that you're vaccinated.
Chains like Starbucks, Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Costco dropping their mask rules, but only in states without mask mandates. Tonight, 23 still have some statewide mask rules. Our Kena Whitworth outside L.A., where there's still a mask rule through June 15th.
You feel, though, that the guidelines are not really clear in California as
they're
to what's
totally,
expected.
They're totally confusing. Everybody's confused and everybody's afraid.
And tonight, essential workers and the largest nurses union argue dropping masks indoors could put them and other vulnerable people at risk. Susan Hernandez, who works at a supermarket, has had COVID and fears being exposed again, even though she's been vaccinated.
I'm going to continue to wear my mask because I don't want to bring something home to my father who has cancer.
The CDC says after vaccination, the risk of spreading the virus is low.
Yeah, a lot of families are just going to be careful moving forward for the next few weeks, and we can understand that. Stephanie Ramos with us tonight. And Stephanie, we've also reported here on these incentives to boost vaccinations in Ohio, for one, that $1 million lottery to be drawn every week for about 5 weeks or more, the chance of also winning scholarships to state universities, and they're seeing people sign up.
Exactly, David. The governor today saying since Ohio announced that Vax-a-Million incentive and opened eligibility last week to 12 to 15-year-olds, local health departments and pharmacies are seeing many more people signing up to get vaccinated. David.
Stephanie Ramos leading us off tonight. Stephanie, thank you. And with New York lifting mask requirements Wednesday, more and more states following that new CDC guidance. If you're vaccinated, no masks indoors or outdoors with few exceptions. But there are so many questions that remain. So let's bring in Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of the Brown University School of Public Health. Dr. Jha, always great to have you. And first, we heard those New Yorkers there in Stephanie's piece learning the news today. They want to take their masks off, but many are still a little nervous about this, asking this very common question that many have had. And here it is. If you're vaccinated, how do you know if the person next to you at the store or elsewhere, if they've been vaccinated? And if they've not, if they haven't had the vaccination, does that pose any risk to you?
Yeah, so David, first of all, thanks for having me on. If the person next to you is not vaccinated, they really don't pose much of a threat. These vaccines are extraordinary, and they will protect you even if you're spending time with unvaccinated people.
And I know the CDC continues to say this is all driven by science, the newest data on the virus. And so what's the answer to this next one? Can a vaccinated person still transmit the virus to others?
Not really. I mean, the evidence here is really getting very clear that people who are vaccinated do not transmit. I mean, I won't say never, but it's so rare at this point that I think we can feel confident that transmission really is blocked by this vaccine.
And Dr. Jha, is that because the vaccines knock down the virus to a level that it just makes it hard to transmit to others?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That the even if you get that asymptomatic infection, even if you get infected, you have so little virus in your nose, in your throat, that you're just not going to be able to spread it to other people. And that's the good news about this.
One last quick question for you. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I wanted to ask about children. We always do. The CDC says they should still wear masks at the grocery store and elsewhere. So if you go to the store and there are folks who haven't been vaccinated there, not wearing masks, does it put your child at greater risk since we've been told that this virus will find those who haven't gotten the virus yet?
Yeah, it's not a great situation. This is why kids, people who are vulnerable, need to continue wearing a mask. And this is why everybody else should be getting vaccinated, because it's not just about your own health. You're putting other people's health at risk as well if you choose not to get vaccinated.
This is all really, really helpful, Dr. Jha. Thanks for being here with us again tonight. That's our coverage of the virus for this evening. Your questions answered, but we promise we'll keep at it here for you. Thank you to the doctor. But we do move on to the other news this Monday night and the other major developing story, the escalating deadly violence between Israel and Hamas, and the news just before we came on the air tonight that President Biden, for the first time, has expressed his support of a ceasefire. He expressed this in a call late today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel, with its deadliest assault in the past 24 hours, first responders in Gaza combing the rubble for survivors, and Hamas with a relentless barrage of rocket fire themselves. One rocket destroying this home some 30 miles from Gaza. ABC's Matt Gutman with late reporting from Tel Aviv tonight.
Tonight, Israel unleashing a ferocious aerial assault, saying it targeted Hamas tunnels in the Gaza Strip. And these terrified children cowering in fear as bombs exploded nearby. Using their bare hands, rescuers clawing through the debris of collapsed buildings, this little girl pulled out alive, encrusted with dust and blood. And beside one of those debris piles was Mohammed Hadidi, wailing in anguish. He said his wife and five sons were visiting family at this home when the bombs came. An hour later, in a haze of grief, he was led into this hospital, and there a little miracle awaited. His son Omar, the father tenderly kissing his son, little Omar clutching his father's finger. So far, more than 200 Palestinians killed, nearly half women and children, and more than 1,400 wounded. On the Israeli side, 10 killed and 300 wounded. In Gaza, officials say 7,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed, leaving nearly 40,000 people homeless. And tonight, Israel also facing international condemnation for this attack, which leveled a building housing the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. Israel says Hamas was operating there, claiming it shared the intel with the U.S. But when Secretary of State Blinken was asked about that today,
I have not seen any information provided.
President Biden, whose administration says it's relying on quiet diplomacy, today calling Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying for the first time publicly he supports a ceasefire. The Israeli military says Hamas has fired more than 3,300 rockets at Israel so far. Today, we were right beneath one of those barrages.
Whoa, getting my flak jacket on, you can see all those booms in the air here. Intense warfare right above us. Let's go. You can hear it right overhead.
The southern Israeli city of Ashkelon targeted more than any other.
Jillian, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And that's where 9 years ago we met Jillian Daniel. Her family hurrying to that bomb shelter. Today we paid her another visit.
9 years ago, we were sitting right here.
Yeah.
And there were sirens, the rockets came raining down. Has anything changed?
No.
And that's the incredible thing. So glad you went back to revisit some of the families who have lived through this before. And Matt with us from Tel Aviv again tonight. And Matt, as I mentioned there a moment ago, President Biden late today expressing his support for a ceasefire now. We know about 30 senators, including a Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, had already called for one. Obviously, the question is, will this make a difference? What are you hearing on the ground?
Sources here in Israel, David, are telling me that at least over the next 48 hours or so, it's very unlikely that we'll see a ceasefire. But the pressure is likely going to mount on Israel to halt those airstrikes as the week progresses. Can't underestimate this diplomatic blitz by the U.S. over the past several days. The U.S. envoy here on the ground, Secretary Blinken, of course, speaking with his counterparts in the Arab world. And as you mentioned, President Biden for the first time publicly supporting a ceasefire. David.
Fast-moving developments tonight. Matt Gutman, thank you. Back here at home tonight, and there is news involving Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz tonight. His former associate, Joel Greenberg, pleading guilty now to federal charges, agreeing to cooperate with investigators. That associate now saying he introduced a 17-year-old girl to other adult men who paid her for sex. And what his attorney said when asked today if any elected officials were involved. Rachel Scott on the Hill tonight.
Tonight, this banner flying over the federal courthouse in Orlando, TikTok Matt Gaetz. Inside, the congressman's former friend, Joel Greenberg, pleading guilty to six federal crimes, including sex trafficking of a minor, admitting he paid a 17-year-old girl for sex. In his plea deal, Greenberg, a tax collector, claims he introduced the minor to other adult men who engaged in commercial sex acts. Today, reporters asked his lawyer if Congressman Gaetz is one of those men.
Does my client have information that could hurt an elected official? I guess this is just, you know, must-see television. You'll just have to wait and see.
Greenberg has pledged to cooperate fully with investigators who have been looking into whether he and Gaetz offered gifts in cash in exchange for sex.
I'm being falsely accused of exchanging money for naughty favors.
The congressman, a close ally of former President Donald Trump, denies he engaged in any illegal conduct. He insists he's being framed by political opponents, saying someone is trying to recategorize my generosity to ex-girlfriends as something more untoward. Gaetz says no way he is resigning.
I'm a canceled man in some corners of the internet. I might be a wanted man by the deep state, but I am a Florida man, and it is good to be home.
In a statement tonight, a spokesperson for Congressman Matt Gaetz questioning the credibility of Joel Greenberg, pointing out that today in court, he falsely accused another man of having sex with a minor. Gaetz's team still insisting tonight that he is an innocent man. David.
All right, Rachel, thank you. We're also learning more tonight about those new allegations involving Microsoft founder Bill Gaetz, just weeks after we learned that he and his wife of 27 years, Melinda Gaetz, were divorcing. Here's our chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, tonight.
Tonight, the misconduct accusations against Microsoft founder Bill Gates, weeks after he and wife Melinda French Gates announced their divorce following 27 years of marriage. The Wall Street Journal reported Gates allegedly engaged in a years-long sexual relationship with a Microsoft engineer that began in 2000. The employee writing a letter about it, which came to the board's attention in 2019 and led to an investigation by an outside law firm. Gates stepping down from the board in March 2020.
It never came to a full board vote. Bill Gates resigned before they finished the investigation.
A Gates spokesperson telling the Journal there was an affair almost 20 years ago which ended amicably, and Bill's decision to transition off the board was in no way related to this matter. A separate report in the New York Times citing six unnamed sources who worked with Gates, alleging the tech titan was known for making clumsy approaches to women in and out of the office.
People I talked to generally described him as this kind of like goofy guy who was like, oh, shucks, you want to go out with me?
Gates spokesperson calling the Times report disappointing and full of untruths. The final straw for Melinda, Bill's interactions with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Gates and Epstein met on multiple occasions. When the relationship became public in 2019, she turned to divorce attorneys, according to the Times.
And David, a spokesperson on behalf of Gates, has said previously he regrets those meetings with Epstein. They were an error in judgment. David?
All right, Rebecca Jarvis tonight. Rebecca, thank you. Tonight, news involving the Supreme Court. That court's new conservative majority will hear its first major case on abortion rights during its next term, a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. The case involves a Mississippi law that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks with no exception for rape or incest. The case will likely be argued in the fall. When we come back tonight, the massive fire near Los Angeles, 1,000 people forced to evacuate, and news on an arrest. And in New York City, the rescue on the subway.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems. It's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, the massive wildfire near Los Angeles, and a suspect has now been arrested. The Palisades fire destroying more than 1,300 acres, about 1,000 people forced to evacuate. No word on the suspect. And police rescuing a man on the subway here in New York, suffering a seizure, falling onto the tracks. One officer signaling the train coming to stop, the other jumping onto the tracks to get him out. To the index of other news, in JetBlue, the flight from New York to San Francisco diverted today, a passenger arrested. The airline says the passenger refused to wear a mask, made racist slurs, and allegedly touched a female passenger. The FAA reporting more than 1,300 reports of unruly passengers just since February. Finally tonight here, Made in America, the camping trip creating jobs. Tonight, our Made in America May is back as the country gets back on track. And what is this man putting together, his dog helping? We'll come back to them in a moment, because tonight we're celebrating the great outdoors. First up, Igloo Coolers from Katy, Texas. More than 1,200 workers making more than 50,000 coolers a day.
Hi, David.
Pamela Vinson, assembly supervisor for 8 years, giving us a tour. The resin from Pennsylvania putting the tops on the coolers, each one with a Made in America label.
I love when I go fishing, I see other people with an Igloo cooler, and I'm like, I made that cooler.
And in Asheville, Alabama, the veteran-owned company GoCot, making camping cots. They can make more than 500 GoCots a month. The fabric from Tennessee, California, and New Jersey, the packaging too.
Even our boxes are made in Alabama.
They promise their customers easy assembly in less than a minute, which explains what Nick Steele and his dog are doing right here. And tonight, the Wisconsin family also putting it to the test for years.
Hi, David. Hi, David.
The Swerz family from Madison, Wisconsin. Dad Brian telling us these cots do last.
My parents bought me this cot in the mid-80s. It is 35 years old, and I am still using it today.
Hi, David.
Teresa Downing sewing the cots. Teresa and her husband, Mike, both Air Force veterans, and both own the company. Their son, Gabe, now in the Air Force Academy. And they're proud they've kept their workers working through the pandemic.
We're still here, making the best low-profile cot on the market. Thanks for sharing GoCot with America.
Made in America!
Well, back in Texas tonight, Igloo telling us that they plan to hire more than 500 temporary and full-time workers this summer alone. The American comeback with three words in mind.
Made in America!
We love Made in America, Igloo coolers, and GoCots. And keep your ideas coming. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.